10-day for the first time last year, is that right?
Yes, correct.
And what did you learn about the 10-day last year that you're going to implement this year?
I'm going to rush less on the first few days because I hit the wall a little on days 8 and 9 last year. Of course, the weather was abominable about that time, which did not help. But I saw something last year. Some of these tough women runners, like Manjula from Austria, she's very friendly. She went out so easy the first day or two. And then, middle of the race, she just started, cranking it up. And I said, there's no rush. I mean, maybe if you're setting a world record or something, but so definitely just take my time the first few days, and try to have fun. And, me, I run with the heart of a kid anyway. And this is a nice course this year. I think overall this is the fastest course that I've seen in the last 7 years. Really, it's got a little bit of everything, but yeah, what else?
Well, Mark, you've been doing this race every year for how many years?
Seventh in a row. And many other self-transcendence races around the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But Mark, in preparing for this, is there something you do differently to come to this race that gets you ready for it?
Go, sir. This year, because I had a long winter of injuries and illness, that all my years, I've been told by podiatrists and orthopedists, I shouldn't be running a 10K, let alone a 10-day race. And I have very flat feet. I've had endless problems. But, I do believe the mind. Like Guru said something once, like many injuries start in the mind. I'm paraphrasing, but more or less. And I do believe that you can make them worse than they are. Like, I'm being careful with my feet. I'm paying attention to them. I'm stopping to stretch more, doing certain things. But I had a long winter, so I wasn't able to do the mileage that I did for any other year to prepare for this. But I would say mentally I'm more prepared. And believe it or not, at almost 52 in a few days, my speed is as good as it's been in years. I ran a 10K under 40 minutes a few weeks ago. I ran a half marathon, 1:33, etc. Those are slow to you, but for a guy my age. And, and then I run with my kids, and my daughter's a fast runner for like a mile or 2 miles. In fact, she has challenged me to do your 2 mile the Saturday after this race ends, and she is really quick. And so my speed is good. And the thing is, I've been asked by a couple people, well, you're the fastest marathoner, even right now, how is that helping? I'm only, I go, there's two ways it helps me. First of all, the last few hours, the last day, if you need to turn it up, you can do that. But also, when you get up from a break, I find it's easier to shift gears quickly. I can be at a walk, and if I have to suddenly, just as you would in, warming up for a hard 10K or marathon. So I think some people here, they're just good, like they're metronomes, they go at the same slow state pace, it helps in that way. But anyhow, so my mileage hasn't been good, my speeds. That's my preparation. And mentally, I think I've been trying to study meditation more. I have been trying to do a lot of other things, sort of on the wavelength with the marathon team, with the group here in New York, and all that. So it's funny how in life things go around, and then the first Sri Chinmoy event I did, because I went to college in Maine, was one of those bitter cold winter ones they have in February up on the seacoast there in Hampton, that Bippin was the race director. So I met Bippin 30 years ago. Anyway, so ultimately I'm trying to, I'd still say what I've said to you other years, and I've just talked to my friend Sarah Barnett about this one, the same one. I think there has to be a spiritual dimension, and I'm very open-minded, whatever your spirituality is, but I saw, especially last year, some Americans, and you watch, it'll happen again in the 6 day, because they had such a competitive field. There are people who go out like they're racing a marathon, and they're looking at their watch, and they're going to beat the course, and it just... I don't need to say more. We know where that often leads, I think, Anyway, and go on, sir.
No, but you were saying about spiritually that...
Yes.
That spiritually, it's not point focus on the miles. It's being happy, being...
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I've told, I tell myself that, and the playfulness of a child. I've been told by many people here, if you're more serious, if you didn't waste time, this or that. And I go, those things make it more tolerable to get through. If I thought I'm going to be running for 10 days, pushing myself out here in cold and rain and dark sun, I would get in my car and leave, But you look at the little fun things when I see Shakti, when I come by, we has the world's worst jokes at night. We trade jokes, and I've known him almost 30 years since he was counting my laps. So can I? And all those little things. And then also, I noticed the nature on the course. Buds coming on the trees. I tell everybody that dark overpass over there, there will be skunks under there at some point when the trash is, you know. Huh? So thank you all. So
how many miles have you got right now?
I think I'm 25. Here you go.
So
I'm just taking, you know, taking my time, walking breaks, and, you know, and how else can I help you, sir?
Mark, that's just fantastic.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. I always look forward to coming out because my favorite